Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Yesterday's low numbers were short-lived as the Hunter region saw another spike in virus cases. The Hunter New England Health District have recorded 78 newly confirmed cases in the past 24 hours, which is a leap from the 47 recorded the day before. The 78 new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 1,892. 22 are from Cessnock, 14 in Lake Macquarie and Newcastle, 12 from the Mid-Coast, 7 in Port Stephens and Maitland, and 2 in Tamworth. 38 people were infectious while in the community, and another 36 were isolating during their infectious period. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 444 new locally acquired cases, and New South Wales Health reported the deaths of 4 people. Christmas could soon be returning to John Street in Singleton for this upcoming festive season. The event has undergone 2 cancellations over recent years due to natural disasters and the COVID-19 pandemic. Singleton Council have put the gears in motion and they've started their plans, including organising stalls and entertainment for the area. At this stage, it is scheduled to return on December 10th. General Manager Jason Linnane is excited by the return, but understands the proceedings will still need to be managed in a COVID-safe way.
We're being very optimistic with this. We know this is a very unfolding situation we're dealing with, this pandemic, but we're being confident. We're saying, no, our community is doing a wonderful job. Now, notice today the Singleton vaccination rate's gone over 92% first dose now. So they're really taking up this challenge now that vaccine supply's been dealt with. So we're really confident we can have our Christmas on John Street, but that is scheduled for the 10th of December. Of course, it had to be done in a COVID-safe way, but our staff are really hard at work doing the logistical planning.
And in line with the recent easing of restrictions, the New South Wales government has announced the return of crowds at regional racetracks. Up to 5,000 people can now make their way back to all 3 racing codes and enjoy the trackside and live entertainment. Minister for Racing Kevin Anderson says racing is the backbone for many regional communities and supports many crucial jobs. The Scone Race Club CEO Steve Keane says they're excited by the announcement and can't wait to see patrons returning again.
Great news for the Scone Race Club and also for the industry. Have patrons, owners and things like that back on track. So everyone's been dying to come along and the green light's finally here.